for some football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
And here we go. It is week two of the high school football season. A very good Friday night to you all. I am Brandon Tamman, Kirk Hillman back in the studios just outside of Hiawatha on the ones and twos, keeping us locked in and on the air. Well, here on KMZA this evening, we get a big seven matchup between the Thunder of Nemaha Central as they play host to the Panthers of Royal Valley. We have a lot of good stuff to get to here in our pregame coverage. Nemaha Central, tough loss last week at Holton, 25-24. Holton, a ranked squad, though, in Class 3A, so that was a very good test for the Thunder, but they fall on a last-second field goal, 25-24. Now, for the Panthers, they got a W in Week 1. That was 16-13 against Riverside, so the Panthers are riding high with a 1-0 start, and also a 1-0 mark in Big 7 play. And, of course, the Thunder 0-1 and 0-1 in those categories. So the Thunder still ranked in Class 2A, according to K-Preps, at number 3, despite the loss to number 5, Holton, in Week number 1. We got some good pregame coverage coming your way. You will hear from both head coaches. Of course, first off, you'll hear from Nemaha Central first-year head coach Michael Glatzik, and then that will follow with the head coach for Royal Valley. So we got a lot to get to as we get going here tonight. Still plenty of pregame coming up. So we'll take a quick break. You'll hear from Michael Glatzik, the head coach of Nemaha Central, as our pregame continues and our broadcast again tonight. It is brought to you by Peru State College, peru.edu. Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Pregame up next here on KMZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Week two of the high school football season is here. Our pregame coverage for tonight's game between Royal Valley and Nemaha Central is brought to you by Peru State College, peru.edu, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. I'm Brandon Tamman talking to Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik as we get set for tonight's kickoff between the Thunder and Royal Valley. Coach, the importance of a game like last week, I know you guys fell just a bit short against Holton, 25-24 on a late field goal. Holton is a ranked team. You guys are ranked as well, but how important was playing a game like that early on?
Yeah, it's very important to get them kind of game. It's very important to get them kind of games under our belt early to prepare us for later in the season. Hats off to Coach Bard and Holton for an excellent physical game. I was definitely very proud of our kids for fighting all four quarters and answering their punches.
Zach Kramer, of course, had a big ball game for you, over 150 rushing yards and multiple scores. Talk about him and the importance of him in the offense this season.
Yes, it's like you said, Zach is a great leader for our team. It's definitely when he goes, the whole team goes. I'm definitely excited to see him and others. I'm excited to see him and others have some big games throughout the season.
Coach, you get Royal Valley, a pretty solid team throughout, up and down the roster. What's your overall take on Royal Valley heading into this matchup here this week?
Over Royal Valley, Coach Bichet had a great win. They're definitely a big team that we can't overlook. I told the kids, that teams make their biggest improvements from week one to week two. This is definitely the most important game, as it's the next one on the schedule. But we have to find a way to get 1% better throughout the practice week and in through Friday's night game.
Michael Glatzik, head football coach at Nemaha Central, joining us here on the pregame show. Coach, as always, appreciate it very much, and good luck tonight.
I appreciate it.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wright can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing date is September 30th. Call them today to find the right fit for protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget, the wheat sales closing date is September 30th.
Our pregame coverage continues here on 92.1 KMZA. It's week two of the high school football season, and it's Royal Valley head football coach David Boucher joining us after a 16-13 win against Riverside last week. Coach, I bet it feels pretty good to get that first one under your belt.
Yeah, it was really exciting to see all of our kids, you know, in our families and our communities being proud of who we are and celebrating that win.
You look at kind of how the game played out, down 7-0 at the half. Colby Carino gets a big pick six, which kind of changed the momentum of the game. Talk about that play and what it meant for that win.
If you play hard and you focus on doing the right things and good things happen to you. And it was actually a tip drill. Kid, ball got thrown, he kind of tipped it up in the air, and Colby was just right there because he was hustling and made a play, and his athleticism showed. And he got, you know, he scored on the deal. Basically just doing it on his own. Colby's a kid who's come a long way in 2 years. He's you know, a good leader and a kid who shows up every day.
Were you pleased with the offense? I know you guys had a pretty good balanced attack from the O-line to the backs to the receivers. Talk about that balanced offensive attack last week.
Yeah, that's what our offense allows is balance and being – hitting different gaps and that kind of thing. But also, you know, our offense did some nice things, but we had 100 yards and called back in penalties and you know, three turnovers and some things that we got to clean up.
Getting that first win obviously feels good, not just for the coaching staff, but for the kids as well. How's the energy been around the team this past week getting ready for this week two matchup?
Yeah, I mean, we don't really judge our success based on wins and losses. We just want to try to get better every day, and I think the kids are buying into that. And the energy of practice from practice one until now has just grown every day, has gotten better every day. And I think that's attributed to kind of kids buying into that culture.
Royal Valley head football coach David Boucher joining us here, looking for another win to keep things rolling in week number two after 16-13 victory over Riverside last week. Coach Boucher, appreciate it very much, and good luck tonight.
All right, thanks.
That's head coach David Boucher for Royal Valley. We will go ahead and take a break. We'll go live to the field. Our pregame coverage continues right after this.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilson Art, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
Kansaland Radio.
Our high school game of the week, week two of the high school football season on KMZA tonight, brought to you by Peru State College, peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Thank you for joining us here this evening, whether you're on the airwaves or on the web at mscsports.net. We appreciate you all very, very much. Tonight's matchup features the Thunder of Nemaha Central playing host to the Panthers of Royal Valley. It is a matchup inside the Big 7 League. Well, get you caught up on where these two teams are at heading into this one tonight. Let's start with Royal Valley. The visitors got a nice win in week one, 16-13 against Riverside. That's some very good performances in that ball game, really led by Trayson Murata, the head tailback, the 5'10 junior, 16 carries, 87 yards, and a touchdown. He was a good bulk of that rushing attack. Defensively, they did a very good job holding Riverside to just 230 yards of total offense, just 63 of that through the air. Riverside able to rush, though, for 171. When you look at Nemaha Central, though, again, it was a heartbreaker last week, 25-24 at the Horn. Holton gets the win in a dramatic fashion, but both of those teams ranked. It's not really affected the Thunder's ranking, according to most publications. K-Prep still has Nemaha Central at the third spot, number three in the rankings in Class 2A, despite the loss to number five Holton. Again, Holton ranked by most publications as well, according to K-Prep's number five in Class 3A. So it was certainly not a terrible loss by any stretch. Nemaha Central certainly had a chance to win that ball game, but credit Holton, they got it done on the last second field goal. So the Thunder more than ready to get back out here in front of the home crowd, which, by the way, it's filling up quickly. Very good following here tonight for the Thunder of Nemaha Central. And then, of course, on the other side of the field, Royal Valley has a good following as well. This is a big one inside the Big 7. Of course, the Thunder, how much success they have had in recent memory inside this league. But, you know, the loss to Holton puts them a step behind a team like Royal Valley, with Royal Valley getting that Riverside victory. So they're a leg up in the early portions of the standings in the Big 7 league. So Nemaha Central certainly wanting to get this one tonight, get back to 500, and get a step closer to potentially another league title. Of course, first-year head coach Michael Glatzik, you heard him in the pregame show. He's a legendary father over there at Centralia. Just such an incredible background and football family. Of course, bringing his talents here to Seneca, leading the Thunder here in 2021. David Boucher, of course, the head coach at Royal Valley, getting his first win as a head coach. So as we had last week on our game of the week, which is Valley Falls and Wetmore, this week, same situation. Two coaches in their first years at these respective schools. A little bit more about Nemaha Central. Boy, Zach Kramer in the loss last week was very, very good. The senior quarterback, 8 of 13 passing, 120 yards, also carried it 24 times, I should say, 79 yards, two scores there. He had 1,000 rushing yards last year, nearly 1,600 passing yards. So, again, very dynamic quarterback, and he is going to be a big key for the Royal Valley defense here tonight. They are going to have to slow him down if the Panthers want to have a shot of winning this ball game. Total offense last week for the Thunder went 276 total yards of offense, 156 on the ground, 120 in the air. But, again, just coming up short, 25-24 the loss at Holton. But Nemaha Central, good crowd here tonight. As it's week two, already grinding through the season. Those who listen to the Friday Night Fever show get you all geared up. Of course, you can check out all that recap on mscsports.net for all the previews of tonight's game. We will take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll kick things off. It's Nemaha Central hosting Royal Valley. It's coming your way next.
Stay on top of your finances with mobile alerts. You can now get notifications from the United Bank & Trust banking app. Customize your alerts in our updated mobile app to enjoy peace of mind wherever you go. You can monitor account balances and activity, get deposit and withdrawal notifications, control security alerts, and much more. Get started today with United Bank & Trust mobile banking app. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
What's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Milwaukee Tools have created a new vacuum, and you can see one at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home. It's M18 battery powered, it's compact, it has 50% more sustained suction, and it's designed for job site cleanup with a two-stage debris separator and a full set of accessories. And going on right now, see their Milwaukee sale. Buy a qualifying kit and a qualifying accessory and get $100 off. Your project starts here at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
I'm Brandon Tamman, Kirk Hillman back in studio. Week two of the high school football season is here, just moments away from the opening kick. Captains are on the field, both for Nemaha Central and Royal Valley, as we bring you this Big 7 matchup in Week 2, the Thunder hosting the Panthers. The visiting Panthers have white tops and purple pants. They have kind of a shiny gray numeral outline trimmed out in black. Purple tops, purple bottoms for the home team Thunder tonight. White numerals and lettering trimmed out in blue. Waiting to see the result of the coin toss. Royal Valley won the toss. They defer to the second half. So the Thunder will get the opening kick. Thunder will move the ball here in the first quarter from right to left. Pretend like you were turning us down on your radio dial, but we ask you not to do that. Keep us tuned in. Final word from the officiating crew to the captains here tonight. The Thunder, once again, off a 25-24 loss at Holton last week. Royal Valley, 1-0. They got a 16-13 win against Riverside. Thunder currently number 3, according to K-Preps, in the Class 2A rankings here for Week 2, despite the loss. But Holton, of course, is a ranked team in Class 3A. So that was a juggernaut of a game last week. Two of the better teams at the 2A and 3A level. So we are just moments away from the opening kick. Of course, our broadcast tonight brought to you by Peru State College, peru.edu, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Again, appreciate all the listeners out there. As we get set, it is a beautiful night for high school football here in Northeast Kansas. We got games all around the area. Sabetha Channel, the Holton Channel, KNZA, also CARE as well. We just got you locked and loaded. And, of course, don't forget about the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show to follow all the broadcasts tonight on both KMZA and KNZA, getting you all caught up on the Week 2 action. So it's going to be Nemaha Central with the ball first. It's going to be Tyson Parks who is getting this one teed up for Royal Valley at the 40-yard line. And back deep for Nemaha Central, Gavin Kane is back there. Also, running back Sam McWilliams as well. Parks with the kick. It's a good one right down the middle. It's going to be McWilliams on the return. Straight down the middle at the 25. Through a hole at the 35 and up near the 40. And brought down at the 39-yard line. Good field position and a good start spot for the Nemaha Central offense. So, again, Nemaha Central will take over at their own 39-yard line. Looks like they gave it to him right at the 40. So a good solid return of about 25 yards for Sam McWilliams, the running back. So here we go. 24 points on the board last week. Zach Kramer is the quarterback. And he stands in the pistol formation with two receivers to his left. He will take the snap, give his to McWilliams, pounding his way forward to the 44-yard line. So a 4-yard pickup on first and 10 for Sam McWilliams. McWilliams, 14 carries, 70 yards in the loss last week to Holton. He had a touchdown as well. He picks up 4 to the 44, brings up second down and 6. Kramer in the pistol, 2 to his left. Once again, it's going to be an option keeper. Kramer, a late pitch, gets it off to McWilliams, hits his own man, but able to salvage a few more yards up to the 48-yard line, just shy of the first down. It'll be Third down and short, but another four-yard pickup by the running back, Sam McWilliams. Third down and two, just shy of midfield. And it's an official's timeout. And it looks like a player for Royal Valley is shaken up on the play. And that's Aiden McKenzie, who is the Panthers quarterback, and he came up a little wobbly there. Certainly injuries that involve the head you do not take lightly at any level. So we will see how affected McKenzie is, but that could be a huge blow for Royal Valley. Resuming play, it's third down and two. And it's going to be a first down. McWilliams right up the middle across midfield to the Royal Valley 47-yard line for a gain of five. So three carries, 13 yards so far. On the running back, Sam McWilliams. First down and 10. The Royal Valley 47-yard line, close to the near side hash. Kramer in the pistol. He's got two receivers to his right, one to his left. He threw it 13 times last week, completing eight for a buck 20. Royal Valley showing blitz. They're going to toss it out there. A little wide receiver screen. Getting to the 40, angling towards the sideline. 35-30, 25-20, and out of bounds. Near the 20-yard line, the pitch and catch. Braden Uphouse out of the backfield. Let's see where they mark him out at. Near the 20-yard line. Looks like he's out of bounds at the 24. So it is a gain of 19 yards. So a good start, the catch by Uphouse. First and 10, the 24. McWilliams, a nice stiff arm, but he can't get away. Good open field tackle in the backfield. That's Levi Parrott, the senior, making the stop. It is a loss of four back to the 28-yard line. Big play right there for the Royal Valley defense. Levi Parrott had eight tackles and two sacks last week. Big tackle for loss there. Now second down and 14 at the Royal Valley 28-yard line. 2 minutes into the game, no score. Omaha Central on their first drive of the game, traveling from my right to left. Great crowd on hand. Both sides. Big seven matchup. Royal Valley victorious week one. Omaha Central coming off a loss. Kramer in the pistol. McWilliams behind him. Play fake. Play action. Now trying to get away from a couple of defenders. There is a flag on the play. Kramer going to keep it himself near the first down marker. And then he's out of bounds right about the stick. Looks like it'd be enough for a first down, but there is once again a flag on the play, so we'll check the official. Stops the clock at 9:33 here in the first quarter. It was thrown right as Kramer started rolling out to his right to evade a couple defenders. I think this might be a procedure penalty against Omaha Central. They're already backing up. They're going to give it a false start. So the play shouldn't have even gone on. So the first penalty of the game, false start. So now from 2nd and 14 to 2nd down and 19, back to the Royal Valley 33. Ball on the far side hash. Seen Kramer complete a 19-yard pass to Uphouse on this drive. McWilliams has four carries for 9 yards, but big penalty right there. Now 2nd down and long. 2nd and 19. From the Royal Valley 33-yard line, McWilliams moving to the left side of Kramer, man in motion. They're going to give it to Uphouse, jet sweep here left side. 35 turns it up at the 30 and spun down there. And that is McKenzie, who was a little hobbled earlier in this drive. He makes the stop at the 30. It's a gain of three, now 3rd and long. So they ran Uphouse on a little jet sweep. Had some room, but a good open field tackle again by McKenzie. Now 3rd down and 15 at the just inside the 30-yard line of Royal Valley. Clock moving, under 9 minutes to go, first quarter, no score. Omaha Central in the gun with Kramer, now rolling to his right. He'll throw it that way. Pass is complete and tackled at the 20. It is going to be shy of the first down. Blake Stahlbaumer on the catch. good for 9 yards. But now a decision time here for Nemaha Central. It's fourth down and about six. Call it a long six, short seven, right at the 20-yard line. So a big play early in this game. Fourth down and six. First big play of the game. Kramer in the gun. Take the snap. It's going to be a keeper left side. Is he going to keep it himself? Gets to the 20. 15. Spun down at the 10. And is it enough for a first down? It is. Absolutely. On fourth down and six, he is down to the 10. He gains 9. So a monster play and keeper there by Zach Kramer, his first carry. They need 6. They get 9. It's first and goal at the 10.
Holding up 3-0 over Chapman.
4 minutes into this game, no score. Kramer in the pistol, McWilliams behind him. Play fake, play action, rolling to his right, has a man at the 5, cutting to the outside, broken tackle, touchdown Nemaha Central, but there is a flag on the field. Stahlbaumer with the pitch and catch from Kramer. I don't know if this one's going to stand. It will not. It's going to be a hold against Nemaha Central, so negate the touchdown. What would have been a 9-yard touchdown from Kramer to Stahlbaumer is going to be all for naught. It's going to be holding against Nemaha Central, so it's going to back it up 10 yards and replay first down. Just waiting for the official call. The white cap did show the signal for holding, and there it is. The second penalty on this drive for Nemaha Central. The Thunder will now have first and goal at the 20. All right, take that back. So first and goal. Correction at the 14-yard line. No score. Thunder on their first drive of the game. McWilliams lining up left side to Kramer. Man in motion. It's up house. They're going to give it to McWilliams. Right side. Gets to the corner. Gets to the 10. Gets to the 5. Touchdown, Nemaha Central. Sam McWilliams from 14 yards out finds pay dirt. 7:40 to go. Opening quarter. 6-0 Thunder. Just like that. That's going to be a 10-play drive capped off by McWilliams on the 14-yard touchdown run. Extra point is on the way. This one is good. 7:40 to go, opening quarter. The Thunder strike first on the Panthers. 7-0 our score. Back in a moment on KMZA.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
KMZA.
10 plays. It's going to be 60 yards, 4 minutes and 12 seconds off the clock. Sam McWilliams from 14 yards out. Touchdown run for Nemaha Central. Extra point good. 7:40 to go, opening quarter. And the Thunder on top of Royal Valley, 7-0. Again, I'm Brandon Tamman. Kirk Kilman back in studio. Royal Valley set for their opening possession of the first quarter, now trailing 7-0. Kramer, who forces the quarterback, does it just about all of it. He's got it teed up at the 40, kicking off from right to left. Jamison Shane back to return for Royal Valley, also Colby Carano. Kramer approaches the left-footed boots. And stumbling at the 21-yard line was Jamison Shane, and that is where Royal Valley will start. It looks like they actually mark him at the 20-yard line. So first and 10, Royal Valley at their own 20. 7:39 to go, first quarter. 7-0 Nemaha Central. Royal Valley, 16 points in their win last week, had 182 yards of total offense, 152 of that was on the ground. Aiden McKenzie, the sophomore quarterback. Trayson Murata is a guy you're going to hear a lot of tonight. Give his right off the guts. Believe that was Murata on the carry. It was Murata. Not much there. He gains three. So second down and seven at the 23-yard line.
Troy
Murata, 16 carries, 87 yards and a touchdown last week. Second down and seven at the 23 of Nemaha Central. This one's going absolutely nowhere. Kramer, the first one in the backfield to blow up this play. It's going to be a loss of three. And Jamison Shane on that carry. And absolutely nothing as Kramer blew it up in the backfield. Kramer, 9 tackles last week, 15 solo. He had some help from Connor Dieters on that stop. Now Royal Valley in some early trouble. Third down and 10 at their own 20. Not quite halfway through the first quarter. 7-0 Nemaha Central.
Axtell up 14-0 over Blue Valley.
Axtell an early 14-0 lead over Blue Valley. TBL action tonight. Our score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Quarterback keeper here on third down, and it's going absolutely nowhere to the left side. Murata actually on the carry. The pitch there from McKenzie. No gain. Jake Hundley, who had 4 tackles last week, getting the credit there for the stop. And just like that, it is fourth down and 10. So a quick 3 and out as Royal Valley is now set up in pump formation. Levi Parrott is back, standing about his 6-yard line. It is a high snap. Parrott gets it. Now he has to take off. And down he goes at the 10-yard line, swarmed by a host of Thunder defenders. Disastrous play for Royal Valley, and Nemaha Central is in business. So the botched punt is going to give the Thunder first down and not quite goal to go, or is it right at about the 10-yard line? So it's going to be at the 11 of Royal Valley. So just like that, Thunder have a chance to go up 2 scores. That is a tough start for Royal Valley. Nemaha Central cooking. Kramer back in at quarterback. McWilliams had the touchdown on the opening drive from 14 yards out. They'll start first and 10 at the Royal Valley 11-yard line. 7-0 Thunder, 5:37 to go, first quarter. Here's Kramer on a keeper. Cuts it up inside of the 5, into the end zone. One play and a quick strike once again from Nemaha Central. 13-0 Thunder, 5:32 left to go, opening quarter. Extra points is pending. So that did not take long. Kramer gets his third rushing touchdown of the year. And what a start here for the Thunder. Extra point is on the way. Low line drive kick is good. 5:32 to go, first quarter. Thunder 14, Royal Valley nothing. Back in a moment on KMZA.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
picture-perfect star for the Thunder of Nemaha Central tonight. They take their opening drive in just over 4 minutes, 60 yards. McWilliams, a 14-yard touchdown run. PAT good, 7-0, and then a quick three and out for Royal Valley. Tried to punt it away. It was botched, and then trying to make
a play
out of nothing with Levi Parrott. And then after that, Royal Valley took over, or I should say Nemaha Central took over at the Royal Valley 11. One play, 5 second drive. Kramer, the 11-yard touchdown run. PAT good. 14-0 Thunder. 5:32 to go in this first quarter. So here's Kramer's kick. It's a high, good one. Take it at the 10-yard line. Angling to the left side is Parrott, and he is ripped down back to the 15. Correction, that was Carreno on the return. So we caught it at about the 20, tried to reverse field and got nowhere. Dropped back at the 15-yard line. And that is where Royal Valley will start with 5:27 to go in the first quarter, trailing here at Nemaha Central 14-0. So Ada McKenzie back in at quarterback. He's got Shane Murata in the backfield with him. First down and 10 at their own 15-yard line, moving from left to right. McKenzie is going to give it to Murata, ripped down at the 20. Good gain on first down. It's a pickup of 5. Jake Hundley in on the stop.
I'm back.
Second down and 5 from the Royal Valley 20-yard line. Clock on the move. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 14-0, Nemaha Central. Picture-perfect start for them on their home field. McKenzie the give up the middle. This one, I believe, was Jamison Shane. Take that back. It was the fullback, Levi Parrott, on the carry. He gains 2 on the play. It is third down and 3 at their own 22-yard line. Don't want to go 3 and out again. Nemaha Central is cooking here in the first quarter. It is McKenzie under center, 3rd and 3. Oh, big hole here on the right side. Parrott's got it, 35 and up near the 40. There is a flag on the play. That was a gain of 18 yards, but this could be coming back. Boy, this would be devastating for Royal Valley after by far and away their biggest play on offense here in the first quarter. I believe it's going to be holding, and it is. Ouch. So negates an 18-yard run on 3rd and 3 by Parrott. And instead, it's going to be the first penalty on Royal Valley here tonight in a pretty big spot. So the officials are marking this one back. It's a 10-yard penalty, of course.
Lynn over up big over Southern Cloud, 16-0.
So after the penalty, is now 3rd down and 9 at the 17-yard line. Here's McKenzie. Play action, rolling to his right. He's going to chuck one downfield and incomplete, looking for Colby Carreno. Good coverage on the play by Braden Uphouse, and it's 4th down and 9 after the incompletion.
Bennington over Washington, 14-0, late in the first.
Late first quarter, Bennington a 14-0 lead over Washington County. Score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Well, the last time Royal Valley tried to punt this one away, it was botched. This one's a much better snap, and then getting it away just in time. And it's going to fade away out of bounds. We'll see where the officials mark it, but Nemaha Central is going to have great field position. See, it's going to be marked at the 36-yard line. So another short field here for Nemaha Central. They lead 14-0 with 3:54 left to go in the opening quarter. We'll have it 1st and 10 at the Royal Valley 36-yard line.
Chapman up over Holton, 8-3.
Chapman an 8-3 lead right now over Holton early on in that ball game. Figured that'd be a good one tonight. Fighting Irish and the Wildcats. 14-0 Nemaha Central, late first, 3:54 on the clock. Kramer in the gun. He's going to keep it himself, roll out. They dump it down here in the flats at the 35, broken tackle 30 to the 25 and barreling down near the 20-yard line. What a play. Pitch and catch to Blake Stahlbaumer. And they mark him down at the 21. It's a gain of 15. Murata in on the stop. Second catch for Stahlbaumer. Now two catches, 24 yards. 14-0 Nemaha Central. 3:30 to go, first quarter. Thunder knocking on the door once again. First down and 10 at the 21-yard line. Pistol formation, Royal Valley showing some blitz. Kramer decides to keep it himself to the outside. Flag is thrown. He gets to the 15, spun down near the 13. Be a gain of about 8. But once again, a flag is on the field. Pretty much in a spot for holding, and that's what the call is going to be. Third penalty here in the first quarter against Nemaha Central. Stops the clock at 3:16. So if you're just joining us, Nemaha Central got the ball to get this game going. A 10-play, 60-yard touchdown drive capped off by Sam McWilliams running it in from 14 yards out. Botched punt for Royal Valley, setting up Nemaha Central at the Royal Valley 11-yard line. That took one play and 5 seconds. Kramer ran it in from there. Then Royal Valley punting on their last possession. Nemaha Central started at the 36 of Royal Valley and continuing right now, but after the hold, it is first and long. Movement up front, and the flag's thrown. I think they got Nemaha Central, correction, I think they got Royal Valley to move up front on the defensive line, and they're going to at least get 5 more of those yards back. That's the second penalty against the Panthers. So they get 5 of that back to the 27-yard line. Now first down and about 16 to go. Nemaha Central in Royal Valley territory. Kramer in the pistol. Looks like they're going to check down at the line of scrimmage. Change the play. He's got 2 receivers left, 1 to his right. McWilliams in the backfield. 3-step drop. Here comes the blitz. They're trying to set up a screen. It's thrown in the air. Dangerous play. And another flag is thrown on the far sideline near the tackle spot. That was Colby Carreno on the stop. But we'll see what the penalty is once again. So quite a few penalty flags have been thrown here in the last couple of minutes. It was thrown right when the pass was pretty much lobbed in the air by Kramer. He was getting rushed out of the pocket really quick. The penalty is against Nemaha Central.
Perry up 7-0 over Hiawatha.
Not really sure what the call was. Wait to see the official ruling here, but they have pointed a penalty against Nemaha Central. That would be their 4th penalty here in the first quarter. So now it's going to back them up even more. All the way back to the Royal Valley 43-yard line. It's a 15-yard penalty. Now 4 penalties for 40 yards here in the first quarter for Nemaha Central. They have the 14-0 lead, but certainly look at a negative so far. It would be the penalties. So now it's first and a mile. Officially, it's first down and 32. The Royal Valley 43-yard line. This drive started at the Royal Valley 36. Late first quarter, 14-0 Thunder. Here is an end around to Sam McWilliams. Gets to the 40, pulls through one inside the 35, spun out near the 30. See where they mark him out. Looks like they're going to mark him out at the 31, so a gain of 12 on the end around. Six carries, 35 yards for McWilliams, including a touchdown here in the first quarter. 2:17 to go, first frame, 14-0 Nemaha Central. They're on the move, but currently facing a second down and 19 after a couple of big penalties. Kramer, quarterback keeper, 30, 25, gets to the 20, breaks a tackle and spun down near the 15. 15-yard gain and close to a first down. It'll be a few yards shy, but a big quarterback keeper there for Kramer. Third down and 4 at the 15-yard line. Now in the red zone, Nemaha Central. We have a stoppage of play. It's going to be a Royal Valley timeout, so we'll follow suit. 1:54 left opening quarter. Thunder on the move, leading 14-0. Back in a moment. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
Nemaha Central, a 14-0 lead at home against Royal Valley in this Big 7 matchup. Brandon Tam and Kirk Hillman with you here tonight. Perry LeCompton, a 7-0 lead over Hiawatha. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to holthouseautohouse.com. Royal Valley using their first timeouts. After a couple of penalties, Nemaha Central was backed up to near the 45 after the drive started at the Royal Valley 36, but they've gotten some big chunk plays. Now it's third and very manageable. Third and 4 at the Royal Valley 15-yard line. Trying to get up and score another touchdown here in the first quarter to extend their lead. Already up 14-0. McWilliams to the right side. This is going to be a give to the left side, to the 10, to the 5, and skating into the end zone for a touchdown is Sam McWilliams. But another flag is on the field. Well, this might be coming back. That would be the second time a touchdown was called back. And it's an illegal shift. Boy, penalties. Been an early killer here for Nemaha Central. That'll back them up 5, so goes from 3rd and 4 to 3rd and 9 at the 20-yard line. Now 5 penalties for 45 yards against the Thunder here in the first quarter, although they lead 14-0. Minute 47 to go in the frame. Now facing 3rd down and 9. McWilliams right side to Kramer. A pass in motion, right down the seam, touchdown. Beautiful fake on the end around, and the pitch and catch complete. It's going to be a touchdown. Boy, nobody was on Wade Leonard right up the seam, and a 20-yard touchdown from Zach Kramer to Wade Leonard. Now 20-0 with a minute 41 left to go in the first. Nemaha Central is on fire. Extra point is on the way, and the extra point is good. How about the start for Nemaha Central? 21-0 here in the first quarter, a minute 41 to go. We'll take a break. More after this on KMZA.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KMZA.
A drive that took 2 minutes and 13 seconds off the clock, starting at the Royal Valley 36. It was Kramer to Leonard, a 20-yard touchdown strike. And at a minute 41 left to go in the opening quarter, all Thunder. Nemaha Central leading 21-0 over Royal Valley here this evening. It's been a tough start for Royal Valley.
and went three and out, had a botched punt on their first possession, which led to a very short field for Nemaha Central. One play, five-second drive after that for the second touchdown of the game for Nemaha Central, and then they went three and out with a punt. Despite a couple of penalties against Nemaha Central, able to cap off that last drive. So three drives, three touchdowns for the Thunder. They lead 21-0 here in the first. Return left out near the 16, maybe 17-yard line, and that's where Royal Valley will take over for their third possession here in the first quarter. Far side of the field, far hash. Ball at the 17. At 35 left to go in the first quarter. Royal Valley needing some help. Kinsey in at quarterback. Going to be an option keeper, and it's blown up in the backfield. Trying to see who came in to make that stop. Wade Leonard, the linebacker, in to blow it up. It's a loss of one on the play. Credit a loss of two back to the 15-yard line. Approaching the final minute here in the first quarter, 21-0, Nemaha Central. Second down and 12 for Royal Valley at their own 15, moving from left to right. Kinsey under center, takes the snap. Little fullback dive right up the middle. Not much there. Jake Hunley in on the stop. We've called his name a few times. To gain a four on the play. Murata in on that carry for 4 yards. Now third down and 8. Just shy of the 20 at the 19-yard line. 30 seconds and counting here in the first quarter. 21-0 Nemaha Central. It's been all Thunder. Of course, the state champs back in 2019, just a couple of years ago. 8-3 last year. Such a great program. Ball carrier left side, maybe back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Cooper Hike pulling out with the football there, saying that it was a fumble, but they're not going to say it was a fumble, but that's going to be the end of the first quarter. If you're Royal Valley, got to check and see if you can make some adjustments. All Thunder, Nemaha Central 21, Royal Valley nothing. We're at the end of the first quarter. Quick break, back for the second quarter of action, coming up next.
Now's the perfect time to reseed or overseed your yard. Do you have some bare spots? Or does the whole yard need to be reseeded? You can do it yourself with rental equipment at Hine and True Value Farm Supply. They have grass seeders, aerators, detachers, grass seed, and fertilizers you'll need. It's a great time now to plant grass seed, or for fall, weed control, they have the yard spray and sprayers to rent. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All Nemaha Central here tonight on their home field. 21-0 the score. Their lead over Royal Valley in this Big 7 contest. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman with you. Coming back for the second quarter of action. We flip sides of the field. Royal Valley will be facing fourth down and 8 from their own 19-yard line. It's going to be their third possession that ends in a punt, assuming that they might punt this one away. Gavin Kane, the junior, standing at midfield for Nemaha Central. It looks like McKenzie is set up to go for it. On fourth down, and then we get movement up front, I believe, against Nemaha Central. This might be an encroachment penalty. Certainly make it much more manageable. Let's wait and see what the call is. Couple of bodies moving on the interior line right before the snap.
I think they're pointing it might be against Royal Valley. And it is. They're going to call a false start against Royal Valley. That's their third penalty here in the first half. And from 4th and 8 to about 4th and 13. They were lining up, looked like they were going for it. Way back in their own territory, now back to the 15. Once again, it's Gavin Kane set to return. He stands at his own 45, and now it looks like Royal Valley is set to punt it away. It's a high snap, but grabbed, and then it's a line drive kick that goes straight into the Nemaha Central bench. We'll see where they mark this one out at. It's going to be at the Royal Valley 37-yard line. So everything that has gone wrong has pretty much happened here for Royal Valley in the first half. Another short field for the Nemaha Central offense, their first drive here in the second quarter. It's 21-0 Thunder. They get it back in great field position. McWilliams, a 14-yard touchdown run. Kramer, an 11-yard touchdown run. And then Kramer threw a touchdown pass to Leonard from 20 yards out. Three possessions, three touchdowns. 21-0 Nemaha Central. So Kramer in the pistol, standing at the 41. McWilliams in the backfield. Pitch it out to the left side. That's going to be Uphouse, bringing a couple tackles. 30 down the middle. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. 37-yard wide receiver screen that finds Pater. 11:43 to go. Now 27-0 Nemaha Central. How about that? That is Kramer to Uphouse. One play, touchdown. Just a few seconds off the clock. Nemaha Central in cruise control. Kramer now 5 for 5 for 100 yards in the first half. Now the second catch for Uphouse. He's got 56 yards, including a touchdown. Extra point is good. 11:43 to go, first half, 28-0, Nemaha Central, back in a moment.
September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. This month, though, we are reminded of the resources we have because suicide impacts all of us. We can no longer allow this illness to be hidden. We must address this with every resource we have. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among young people, and it's on the rise in our older population as well. Please join Nemaha Valley Community Hospital in supporting suicide prevention. Together, we can reduce the number of lives shaken by a needless and tragic death. We are people you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Another one-play drive for the Thunder of Nemaha Central after a tough punt from Royal Valley. One play, 9 seconds off the clock, 37-yard touchdown pass from Kramer to Uphouse, 28-0 our score. Still very early in the second quarter, 11:43 to go in this frame. I'm Brandon Tabman, Kirk Kilman back in studio. Nemaha Central number 3, according to K-Preps, in Class 2A, despite a loss in Week 1 at Holton. Holton, of course, a ranked team as well in Class 3A. Nemaha Central to kick this one off, bouncing at the 20. It's picked up there. Outside return and just absolutely nowhere to go. About the 24. Jameson Shane on the return to the 24, and that is where Royal Valley will set up shop. Their own 24. Let's see if Royal Valley can get anything going. Here offensively, they have gone botched punt, punt, punt.
On their first three possessions. Nothing over Wetmore.
McKenzie is still in at quarterback under center. It's going to be a run left. Not much at all. Boy, this defensive line for Nemaha Central, nasty tonight. Connor Dieters, the first one in there. Holden Bass as well. It's a loss of one on the play. Second down and 11 at the 23. Royal Valley, after a good win last week over Riverside, just not finding much of anything offensively here in the first half. Still 11 minutes to go in the second quarter, 28-0 Nemaha Central. McKenzie under center, second down and 11 at their own 23-yard line, moving from right to left. It's going to be a toss here to the left side. And once again, it is absolutely blown up. What a play by Cooper Hike, the junior linebacker, to stick that landing. And it is a big loss back to the 15-yard line. See where they mark this at. Might have got a little bit of forward progress there back to the 17. So now third and long.
22-22, Bishop LeBond and Donovan West.
Now third down and 17 after the loss. McKenzie takes the snap, play fake, rolling out to his right, looking downfield, and then he stumbles and then spun down near the original line of scrimmage, maybe shy of it across the 20 to the 21, so a gain of four by the quarterback, McKenzie. That's certainly not enough. It's going to bring up fourth down and 13. So four possessions, four punts. They are lined up in punt formation here. Levi Parrott, the senior, standing at about the 6-yard line, looking to punt this one away. We've seen a few high snaps, and that was certainly the case on the first one where he couldn't even get the punt away. Much better snap here, able to get this one off. Still line drive, low kick. Great chance at a return, but it's going to go under the feet of Gavin Kane. He picks it up all the way back at the 37, gets to midfield, 45-40 down the right sideline. 35 near the 30 and finally spun down the 32-yard line. Get some pushing and shoving after that. Great return after it bounced away from the feet of Kane. Another great starting field position for Nemaha Central, the Royal Valley 32-yard line. Short fields all night, Nemaha Central, and they've been able to eat it up. Four possessions, four touchdowns, and now their fifth drive will start at the Royal Valley 32. 28-0, Nemaha Central, 9:03 to go in the first half. Here's Kramer. Give us to the running back. This is going to be Cooper Hike. He breaks a tackle, spins away from another, and it's going to be a touchdown. Spun away from one at about the 15 and finds pay dirt. 32 yards for Cooper Hike, and just like that, it's 34-0. My, oh my. That's the first carry for the junior Cooper Hike here in this game, and he goes 32 yards and finds the end zone. That drive, 8 seconds, one play. Line drive PAT is good. 8:55 left first half. Nemaha Central cruise control 35-0 over Royal Valley. Back in a moment on KNZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
KMZA.
Everything has gone right for Nemaha Central. Everything has gone wrong for Royal Valley. This Big 7 matchup here tonight from Nemaha Central High School in Seneca. Five drives, five touchdowns, still under 9 minutes to go in the first half. All Thunder, 35-0 their lead. That last drive, one play, 8 seconds off the clock. Cooper Hike, the junior, 32-yard touchdown scamper. That was his first carry of the night, his first touchdown of the season. Just his second carry of the season. He had one rush for 1 yard last week. His first carry tonight, one rush, 32 yards, and a touchdown. So here we go, another possession. Royal Valley, here's the kick. It's going to skip into the hands of Jamison Shane and trying to get to the outside, and then he is ripped down shy of the 25-yard line, close to the 22 or maybe the 23. Let's see where they mark him. They'll mark him at the 23-yard line. 8:48 left to go, first half, 35-0 Nemaha Central. Royal Valley has not got a first down. And then there's a play blown up in the backfield. The ball is loose. It is picked up, and it's a defensive touchdown. Cooper Hike, who just had the 32-yard touchdown run, picks up the fumble, finds the end zone. He runs into the end zone, and then a flag was thrown late. Right now, it's a defensive touchdown. It could have been maybe a taunting penalty. I think this is going to stand. What a last couple of sequences for Cooper Hike. So it is an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. The touchdown is still going to stand. That's now six penalties for 60 yards. The scoreboard now reads 41-0. Wow. I believe that was Murata who took the carry and was immediately blown up in the backfield, and the ball popped loose. Picked up by Hike, who took it all the way untouched, about 15 yards out. Again, it was an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty as he ran into the end zone.
14-7 over Perry.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Hiawatha 14-7 over Perry LeCompton. Kramer set for the PAT. 8:39 to go. Kramer's been perfect on extra points. He does it all. He kicks off, kicks the extra points. He's the quarterback. He's ran for one. He's thrown for one. He's thrown for two, actually. Third touchdown, he threw it to Leonard for a 20-yard touchdown strike, and then Kramer to Uphouse to make it 28-0 from 37 yards out. Well, the first defensive touchdown of the game. This one has just not even been close. It's a high kick, and it actually hits off the crossbar, and it still goes through. It's good. 42-0. Nemaha Central, 8:39 to go, first half. We're back in a moment.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
FM KMZA.
Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman with you here tonight. It is hard to really explain how this game has gone on, but it's all Thunder. Nemaha Central 42-0 their lead over Royal Valley. Still 8:39 to go in the second quarter. It was just a defensive touchdown, a fumble return touchdown by Cooper Hike. The possession before that, Nemaha Central had the ball. Cooper Hike went in from 32 yards out. So last two sequences in the Cooper Hike show, the junior. Everybody seemed to be getting in on the action. McWilliams had the early touchdown. Kramer had a touchdown run. Kramer to Leonard, 20 yards out.
Troy up at the half, 12-7 over Centralia.
That's a short kick near midfield, and it's going to be the best starting field position for Royal Valley at the 49-yard line. Kicker's 8:32 to go in the first half. Royal Valley will start at their own 49. They step it back. It's actually at the 48-yard line. Of course, our broadcast brought to you by Peru State College. 42-0, Nemaha Central. Here's McKenzie, low snap. He's going to give it off to the running back and then across midfield to the 48. That's Panache Wabunsi on the carry. We've already seen some of the young pups in here for Wabunsi, or I should say Wabunsi in is one of the backup running backs for Royal Valley. Clock on the move, 8 minutes to go, first half, 42-0, Nemaha Central. That run good for 4 yards. They go to Wabunsi again, over the right guard, spun down near the 45. That time, a gain of 2 yards on the play. Now third down and 4. This is the deepest that Royal Valley has been, really the first time in the Nemaha Central territory. They're at the 46, facing third down and 4. It looks like they have a new quarterback in as well. I take that back. That is McKenzie, and then he is ripped down in the backfield for a loss of 2. Not sure if that was necessarily the play call. And he loses 2, back to the 47. And now fourth down. And we'll call it a long 5 to go. 42-0, Nemaha Central, still 6:50 to go. Clock on the move here in the second quarter. Royal Valley taking their time in the huddle. McKenzie under center. He's going to take a step back. Kind of a slight pistol formation. 2 receivers to his left. He's got 2 in the backfield with him. Snap. Double play fake. McKenzie keeps it himself. Nowhere to go. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, and it's a turnover on downs. And Nemaha Central is going to get it back with 6:18 to go.
ID.
We owe you a station ID. We'll get you that in just a moment. As we transition, I think we're going to start seeing some of the young pups in here. Nemaha Central will start this drive at their own 46-yard line. Another short field. 42-0 their lead. It looks like we do. Gavin Kane is in at quarterback. Zach Kramer's night is done. Hand off up the middle, right to about midfield. That's Mick Williams. He'll get 4 on the plate, so right to midfield. You're listening to the high school game of the week, 92.1 KMZA Seneca. All Nemaha Central tonight, 42-0 our score, 5:50 and counting. Here in the first half, we've already seen a new quarterback, Nemaha Central. It is the junior, 5'10 junior, Gavin Kane, taking over for Kramer. Probably you'll see lots of the young pups here the rest of the way. Kane will pitch it left side. A lot of room over there for Uphouse. He has a first down to the 40, near the 39. So it's a gain of 10 on second down and 6. Jamison Shane on the stop. Nemaha Central picks up the first down. Now 3 catches, 66 yards for Uphouse and a touchdown here in the first half. Kane getting his first action at quarterback this season. At this point, again, a lot of young players probably going to see some time. This game got out of hand very quickly. It's 21-0 at the end of the first quarter. It's doubled up with still 5 minutes to go in the second. Kramer on an end-around. Ball's on the turf, and it looks like a lineman jumped on it. The 46. Levi Kreisinger actually fell on top of that one, the senior lineman, the right guard. So it was a loss of about six on the play, back to the 46. And second down and 16. So 4:25 and counting here in the first half, 42-0, Nemaha Central. Get you caught up on all the numbers during the halftime show. Kanan at quarterback, option right, keeps it himself, a lot of speed, 40, 35, and down shy of the 30 near the 32-yard line. Close to a first down, it looks like he's going to be just shy, so a gain of 14 on the play for Gavin Kane on a nice option keeper to the right side. His first carry tonight, good for 14 yards. But still shy of the first, it's third down and two. The 32, they need the 30 of Royal Valley. It's going to be Uphouse, McWilliams in the backfield with Kane. He'll take the snap with McWilliams right up the middle. He'll get the first down inside the 30, spun down at the 28-yard line for a gain of four. Eight carries now, 43 yards for McWilliams here tonight. Had the first touchdown of the game. Been pretty quiet since. Just getting some chunks here and there. Nemaha Central 42-0, Nemaha Central under 4 minutes to go in the first half. First and 10 at the 28th of Royal Valley. Nemaha Central knocking on the door once again. Pistol formation, McWilliams in the backfield, two receivers right, one to the left. There's the snap, play fake, three-step drop right down the middle. It's incomplete. Off the hands of his intended receiver, Blake Stahlbaumer. That'll bring up second down and 10. That's the first incompletion from either Kramer or Kane tonight. Kramer went 5 for 5 for 100 yards and two touchdowns. Gavin Kane, the first incompletion, now 1 for 2 for 10 yards. Second down and 10 at the Royal Valley 28, 3:26 to go in the first half, 42-0, Thunder rolling. Kane getting the call in from the coaching staff here on the near sideline. Got a receiver right, two left, tight end, slot to the right. McWilliams also in the backfield to his right. Man in motion is up house. They're going to give it to McWilliams off the left tackle. Gets to the 25, dragging a defender near the 20, and then stuck back there. Forward progress to the 20, so it's a gain of 8 for McWilliams and just shy of the first down. Jamison Shane in on the stop, brings up third down and 2 at the 20. Clock now, approaching 3 minutes to go here in this second quarter. It was 21-0 at the end of one, and it's currently double that, 42-0 here late in the second quarter. Third down and 2 for Nemaha Central. Kane in the pistol, receiver right, one left. Tied into the right, McWilliams in the backfield. They give it to McWilliams right up the guts. He'll have the first down, spins away, and is going to find the end zone for another touchdown. Bouncing off the wimpy tacklers, he'll take it in from 20 yards out. It's the longest run of the game for McWilliams, and that one finds the end zone for his second touchdown, and the lead's extended, now 48-0. That drive took a little bit less than 4 minutes, 46 yards, or I should say 54 yards, on the touchdown drive, capped off by the 20-yard run by McWilliams. Kramer for the extra point. It's good. 2:37 left in the first half, all Nemaha Central. 49-0 over Royal Valley. Back in a moment on KMZA.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org. to learn more.
Kansaland Radio.
49-0, Nemaha Central, with 2:37 to go in the second quarter against Royal Valley in this Big 7 matchup. I'm Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman with us as well on the ones and twos. And that's just really hard to put into words how this game has really played out. Everything has gone right for Nemaha Central. Everything has gone horribly wrong for Royal Valley. Royal Valley can't move the ball on offense, and they certainly cannot stop Nemaha Central on defense. Every time they've touched the ball, Nemaha Central has found the end zone, and they also have a defensive touchdown in there as well. So after that touchdown, again, that was a 20-yard run from McWilliams, his second touchdown of the game. A low kick by Kramer, picked up at the 20, far sideline, shy of the 25 and out of bounds. Carreno on the return. Looks like they're going to mark him at the 22, maybe the 23-yard line. So that's where Royal Valley will take over their own 23-yard line. Final few minutes here in the first half, 2:33 on the clock. We've already seen some backups into the game on both sides for Nemaha Central. It's pretty much been the starters still for Royal Valley. Looks like it's still McKenzie in there at quarterback. He'll take the snap, give to the right side, not much. Down at the line of scrimmage, might have lost a yard or two. That was Trayson Murata. Rada's had a tough time. That one's going to lose three. Back to the 20. Certainly taking their time as we're now under 2 minutes to go in this first half. Second down and 13 at the 20. Kinsey the give to the running back, 25-30, up near the 35, and up near the 37. It's a first down run for Royal Valley. That's Murata. Out to the 36-yard line. That's the biggest run of the game. 16-yard scamper there by Murata. It's first down and 10 for Royal Valley. Here's another nice run. How about this? To the right side, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30 down the far sideline, and out he goes. Jamison Shane with a monster run. Let's see where they mark him out. It's all the way down. This is the deepest that Royal Valley has been in Nemaha Central territory to the 27. That's a 36-yard run for Jamison Shane. This one, he gets it again. Not much there. The longest play by far. He'll take it again, this time for no gain. Second down and 10 at the 27 of Nemaha Central. Got 70 seconds and counting here in the first half. Nemaha Central in control, 49-0. Give him a little forward progress there. They give him a yard, call it second and a long nine. Oh, ball's on the turf, but it's picked back up. Fortunate for Royal Valley, they didn't give that one away. Looks like we got timeout on the field. Royal Valley's going to burn their second timeout. 48 seconds to go in this first half. They're on the move. It's their best drive of the game by far, but all Nemaha Central here, 49-0. We're back in a moment on KMZA.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Nemaha Central in control, 49-0, late here in the first half, 48 seconds to go in the second quarter. This is the deepest that Royal Valley has been in Nemaha Central territory. They have it at the Thunder 30, but face now third down and 12. They've had a couple of big runs. Jamison Shane had a 36-yard run early in the drive. Here's McKenzie, back to pass, rolling, throws it that way, nearly picked off. It's incomplete. That's just the second pass attempt in the game for Aiden McKenzie. He's now 0 for 2. But now fourth down and 12. You're down 49-0. You're in Nemaha Central territory, so I would expect the Panthers to go for it. A couple subs coming into the game. Nemaha Central defensively. Again, we're getting some of the younger guys, some PT. The game out of reach at this point. McKenzie back to pass. He's flushed out of the pocket. He's able to escape one, but not able to escape two. And on fourth and 12, he gets two, but that's a turnover on downs. It's been a tough go in the backfield for Aiden McKenzie. You look at the defensive line for Nemaha Central. They are beefy up front. And they have controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides. So a turnover on downs once again. We'll give the ball back to Nemaha Central. Just 36 seconds to go. We'll see how they play this up 49-0. So at the Royal Valley 28, where Nemaha Central will take over with this drive. And 36 seconds remaining in the half. It looks like we have a timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Again, it's hard to really explain. Everything's gone right for the Thunder. It's been a tough go for Royal Valley tonight. They came off a pretty good high after winning in week one over Riverside 16-13, but certainly Nemaha Central a different animal. Number three ranked team in Class 2A according to K-Preps, despite the loss to Holton last week, 25-24. You can see the size difference. You can see the athleticism. Thunder, again, going to be a hard challenge for everyone they play this season. Every time they've touched the ball, they have scored. They also have a defensive touchdown. But every drive has found the end zone offensively. It's Gavin Kane, the junior, still in at quarterback. We'll see how they play it. Two receivers right, one left. 36 seconds to go in the half, 49-0 Nemaha Central. Kane throws it out this way, caught at the 30, trying to spin away from a couple tackles, and then finally ripped down at the 32, so pass was complete. See who that was. That was Carter Rottinghouse on the catch. So again, we're seeing some backups already in the game. Gain of 4 yards on the pitch and catch, and that's going to do it. Clock is just going to run out here in the first half. And if you're Royal Valley, you got to be pleased that it's finally time for a break. At the end of the first half, Nemaha Central 49-0, all in control. We'll have some numbers right after this, and our halftime show is brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. Want the best? You gotta get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Our Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show begins right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wright can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing date is September 30th. Call them today to find the right fit for protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget, the wheat sales closing date is September 30th.
People, products, knowledge, we have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Boy, tough sledding here in the first half for Royal Valley at Nemaha Central High School. It's been all thunder. 49-0 is the score at the break. Let's go over some of these first half numbers for you. Every time Nemaha Central touched the ball, they found the end zone. And it really wasn't until that last drive for Royal Valley that they really had any kind of momentum going. They got a couple of big runs on that drive. They got a 13-yard run from Jamison Shane, a 16-yard run from Trayson Murata. Outside of that, they have been stymied. No chance, really, at all. They had a botch punt early on, a few three and outs. Nemaha Central had a defensive touchdown in the second quarter. It's just been a tough go for the Panthers. Overall, let's get you some first half numbers. And again, we've already been seeing some younger guys rotating in. So we'll see, you know, how that's going to shake out for both teams here in the second half. But the Thunder are in the first half. Sam McWilliams has a couple of touchdowns. He has 10 carries for 71 yards and two scores. Zach Kramer has three carries, 35 yards, and a touchdown. Cooper Hike has one carry for 32 yards that also found the end zone. Kane also getting in on the mix. The backup quarterback, Gavin Kane, had a rush for 14 yards. Kramer at quarterback, 5 for 5, 100 yards, two touchdowns. And then Gavin Kane came in late, took a couple possessions away from Kramer with the big lead. He completed 2 of 3 passes for 14 yards. Uphouse, though, 3 catches, 66 yards, and a touchdown. Leonard had a touchdown reception as well. Wade Leonard, the junior, backup wide receiver, found the end zone as well. Pass from Kramer. Take a look at some of the Royal Valley numbers in the first half. Jamison Shane, 6 carries, 29 yards. Trayson Murata, 6 carries for 25 yards. 3 penalties for 15 yards in the first half for Royal Valley. Nemaha Central, that was kind of an issue early on. They had 6 penalties for 60 yards, but after that, they were really able to kind of slow that category down. Overall game stats, 269 total yards for Nemaha Central in the first half. Royal Valley held to just 64. Mentioned the penalties, 6 for 60. Nemaha Central, Royal Valley 3 for 15. 16 carries overall for Nemaha Central as a unit, 155 yards, good for 9.7 yards per carry. 19 overall carries for Royal Valley, good for 64 yards, averaging just under 3.5 yards per carry. So, again, tough sledding, 49-0, all Nemaha Central. We'll take another break. We'll have more of the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show right after this.
Hi folks, this is Joe at Holthouse Auto House, your full-service dealer in Fairview, Kansas. From getting you your dream ride to all of your service work, we are here to help. We have a full-service shop where every vehicle undergoes a 172-point inspection. At Holthouse Auto House, every vehicle comes with a warranty, no as-is vehicles here. Don't see what you're looking for on our lot or website? Our locator service is all-inclusive. We will go anywhere in the country to find exactly what you want, down to the last detail. We'll find it, get it, inspect it, and finance it, and then we can even service it after the sale, all here at Holthouse Auto House. House in Fairview.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Stay on top of your finances with mobile alerts. You can now get notifications from the United Bank and Trust banking app. Customize your alerts in our updated mobile app to enjoy peace of mind wherever you go. You can monitor account balances and activity, get deposit and withdrawal notifications, control security alerts, and much more. Get started today with United Bank and Trust mobile banking app. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Get ready for upcoming fall and winter projects with Milwaukee Tools and a Milwaukee Tools special at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca. Buy a qualifying kit and a qualifying accessory and get $100 off. Stop by now and see their selection. Milwaukee has a new M18 fuel compact vacuum, and it's optimized for job site debris cleanup. The Milwaukee Tool Sale through October 31st. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca at Hiawatha Farm and Home.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime coverage continues here on 92.1 KMZA, our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 49-0, Nemaha Central. They've been in control from the jump over Royal Valley. Let's get you some other scores from around the area here tonight across the Kansaland listening area. A couple of halftime scores. Hiawatha, a 14-7 lead over Perry LeCompton. Got a good one between Holton and Chapman. Holton, of course, was the team that knocked off Nemaha Central last week on a last-second field goal. They hold a slight 10-8 lead over Chapman at the break. Sabetha, 21-0 lead over Riverside. Another halftime score as well. ACCHS, 20-0, pitching a shutout right now over Pleasant Ridge. That game can be heard on 93.7 Care. Some other eight-man scores. Lynn, a 30-6 halftime lead over Southern Cloud. Bennington has a 22-14 lead over Washington County. at the half. And then Axel all over Blue Valley right now, 38-0. Of course, our score updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Well, we continue on again, 49-0, Nemaha Central here at the break, going again through some of the numbers, 269 total yards for Nemaha Central. Royal Valley, just 64, six penalties for Nemaha Central for 60 yards, 3 for 15 for Royal Valley. It's just been tough sledding. Nemaha Central got the ball first, went 60 yards in 4-plus minutes, 14-yard touchdown run from Sam McWilliams. Royal Valley goes 3 and out on their first possession. They botched a punt, which gave Nemaha Central the ball back at the Royal Valley 11. 5 seconds and one play later, Kramer goes in from 11 yards out, and the route was on. 49-0 here at the break. We'll pause again. One more timeout, a 3-minute timeout. The second half is coming up next.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Now's the perfect time to reseed or overseed your yard. Do you have some bare spots, or does the whole yard need to be reseeded? You can do it yourself with rental equipment at Hine and True Value Farm Supply. They have grass seeders, aerators, detachers, grass seed, and fertilizers you'll need. It's a great time now to plant grass seed, or for fall, weed control, they have the yard spray and sprayers to rent. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. This month, though, we are reminded of the resources we have because suicide impacts all of us. We can no longer allow this illness to be hidden. We must address this with every resource we have. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among young people, and it's on the rise in our older population as well. Please join Nemaha Valley Community Hospital in supporting suicide prevention. Together, we can reduce the number of lives shaken by a needless and tragic death. We are people you know, care you trust.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Now a couple more scores to update you on here at the half. Frankfurt a big win, or I shouldn't say big win, but a big lead over Wetmore at the break. That game at Wetmore, 37-0. Highland Park, how about this? The Scots have a 24-21 lead over Atchison at halftime. The Scots have not won a game since 2014. They have lost 58 straight games. That's right, 58 straight games. And Atchison right now, they trail the Scots at the break, 24-21. Our score here, Nemaha Central in complete control, 49-0 as we are moments away from the start of the third quarter. I expect a lot of the young pups. And real quick, once again, just mention our Halftime coverage, of course, is always brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. Want the best? You've got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. And just getting the update as we're continuing on, it will be a running clock the rest of the way. Now, the rule is the fourth quarter, but sometimes in these scenarios, you know, you're trying to want to avoid injuries at this point when the game's out of reach, so the coaches have agreed with the officials on both sides. It is going to be a running clock, so we should be pretty fast paced in this second half with running clock here in the third and fourth quarter. So just getting that update, we appreciate the hospitality here at Nemaha Central High School. Just a beautiful field, beautiful facilities, and just a gorgeous night for football. And just unfortunate for Royal Valley, though. They just have not been competitive in this ball game. When you're talking about a potentially a top three, top five for sure team in Class 2A, according to most publications, the Thunder, 2 years ago, they were state champs, 8 wins a season ago. They had a stretch where they went 23 straight Big Seven league wins from 15 to 17. You know, they've had 3 straight undefeated regular seasons in years past, and just the tradition is phenomenal for Nemaha Central. Royal Valley got a good high in week one, though, defeating Riverside 16 to 13, but Riverside not quite up to the Nemaha Central caliber. So again, we got added another minute and a half. Royal Valley's already on the field. They're ready to accept the second half kick. And just like I mentioned, if you're just joining us, 49 to nothing, Nemaha Central, just moments away from starting the second half. And we did get word it will be a running clock the rest of the way. So obviously, just at this point, you want to try to get some young guys involved and some playing time and just try to avoid those injuries the rest of the way. And I'm Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman with us as well. Great action here in week two across the state. Still a good crowd on hand here tonight. Starting to cool down. Was a little warm around the 80-degree mark at kickoff, but we've cooled down the temperature just a little bit under the lights outside of Nemaha Central High School in Seneca. Royal Valley's been standing out there for the last 60 seconds ready to return the kick, but Nemaha Central taking their time because they added another 90 seconds. And they just make the announcement there, entire running clock, the second half of this game. So we should have pretty good pace here to wrap this one up. Now the Thunder taking the field. Kramer set to kick it off from left to right. He'll tee it up at the 40-yard line. So hang with us the rest of the way. We should be fairly smooth sailing here in the second half with the running clock situation. Well, Jackson Heights was up big as well. I believe they were up 48 to nothing at the break over Horton. Their losing streak is 30 in a row. This Horton looks like that's going to go to 31. Jackson Heights, a big win potentially if they can hold that up. So Kramer kicks it to the 5-yard line. Royal Valley tries a little reverse on the return out to the 15, near the 20, out close to the 25. Good solid return. Jamison Shane on the return. Slade Uselton on the stop. So again, we're going to have some younger players, the twos and the threes, playing the rest of the way. First down and 10. Again, the running clock now in effect the rest of the way. First and 10 at the 20-yard line. Kind of a bizarre play, a pitch that's going to get blown up in the backfield for a loss of 5. Back to the 15-yard line. Tackle made on the play by Blake Stahlbomber. Jake Hundley in there on the stop as well. It's a loss of 5 by Murata. Second down and 15 at the 15-yard line. 49-0, Nemaha Central here early third. Running clock is in effect. Looks like, though, McKenzie is still in at quarterback, it looks like. Little pistol set. Man in motion here from the far side of the near side. It's Murata in motion, and then again, absolutely nothing on the give. Wade Leonard in there on the stop. Connor Dieters in there as well. So we still see some of the first teamers out there on defense for Nemaha Central. Another big loss back to the 10. So two plays and gone back 10 yards. So now from first and 10 at the 20 to now third and 20 at the 10. We'll see what Royal Valley wants to do. Third and a mile. McKenzie in there. Takes the snap. Going to run a little reverse here. Murata to the near side. Has some room. 10, 15. Cut down there near the 17. Good tackle by Gavin Kane, the corner. But Murata, though, does get a little bit of that back. We'll gain 6 on the play. Fourth down and 14. But Royal Valley's going to punt this one away. Down 49-0, early third. Snap. Probably the best punt of the night. All the way out near midfield. This is Reed McKee who takes the return, and he is brought down immediately at the 44-yard line.
Axtell final 68-6 over Blue Valley.
Axtell has defeated Blue Valley tonight, so they're off to a 2-0 start. Blue Valley falls to 0-2. Really the first final we've heard of here tonight. Running clock in effect, under 9 minutes to go, third quarter, 49-0 Nemaha Central. In cruise control now. Of course, our score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. So it looks like Kramer is back in at quarterback. Gavin Kane saw some time in the second quarter. Just a handoff up the middle. Looks like McWilliams across the 40, grinding near the 35. It was with McWilliams. He gets up to the 36-yard line for a gain of 8 on first and 10.
Start of the fourth quarter, Hiawatha up 14-7 over Perry.
Hiawatha 14-7 lead over Perry Lecompton as that game heads into the fourth quarter. So a good one there for Hiawatha if they could pull that upset. Second down and 2 for Nemaha Central at the 36-yard line of Royal Valley. Kramer in the pistol sets. He's got McWilliams lined up with him. Two receivers to the right, one to the left.
Holton up 17-14.
Kramer back to pass. He's going to take a shot towards the end zone. It is picked off at the goal line and in the end zone. An interception. And Carino gets the interception, and he is slow to get up. Now the best defensive stand as Colby Carino comes away with his second interception of the season. He had one last week in the win over Riverside. That was well done. He was running stride for stride with the 6'2 Cole Hermish. So he caught it at about the 3 and then ran and was tackled in the end zone. So Royal Valley is going to start at their own 3-yard line. Running clock continues. Now 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. 49-0 Nemaha Central. After the turnover, first and 10, Royal Valley at their own 3. Kinsey the give, right up the middle, forward progress to the 5, falling forward maybe to about the 6 or 7. Murata on the carry there. 5-yard gain on first and 10. Murata now 9 carries, 31 yards in the game tonight. So second and 5 from the 8-yard line. Long way to go to Royal Valley. Find some points. McKenzie takes the snap. Give is to Jamison Shane, right side. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, falling forward for about a yard, and that's about it. Looks like they give him maybe two with forward progress. It's third and three. Again, McKenzie had a tough go last week, completing just one of four passes for 30 yards, and he had three carries for negative 11 yards. But tonight, just four carries for 2 yards. Jamison Shane has 8 for 26, and Murata 9 for 31. 5:40, running clock here in the third quarter. 49-0, Nemaha Central. Someone's hat went flying off. It's going to be a first down run across the 15 near the 17. That was Levi Parrott on the carry. That's a gain of 5 and a first down. Parrott just his second carry tonight. He's accumulated 7 yards with those 2 carries. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the third. Running clock, 49-0, Nemaha Central. Royal Valley on the move. First and 10, backed up in their own territory. Just another run up the middle. Hit immediately at the line of scrimmage and push back. Forward progress across the 20 to the 21 for a gain of 4. That's Parrott again, his third carry. Second down and 6 coming up at the 21-yard line of Royal Valley. Glad we could be a part of your Week 2 Friday night coverage, high school football here in Northeast Kansas. Of course, the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show will follow. Get you caught up on all the action tonight. Another good run here out to the 30-yard line near side. That's Murata again. And that's enough. Four first down for a gain of 9. Murata now 10 carries for 40 yards. Clock on the move. 4 minutes to go here in the third. And just a tough go for Royal Valley tonight. All Nemaha Central, 49-0. Late third, running clock in effect. First and 10 for Royal Valley at their own 30. McKenzie on the option keeper. Gets it out to Jamison Shane. Has some room. Good pickup on first down across the 35 to the 36 for a gain of 6. Now 9 carries, 32 yards for Jamison Shane. Riding house with the stop for Nemaha Central. So after the pickup of 6, second down and 4 at the 37-yard line.
Centralia up over Troy, 19-12 in the fourth.
Here's Shane again, and down he goes. Actually, that's Murata on the give. It's a loss back to the 34-yard line, so a loss of 3 for Murata. Jeremiah Dalrymple, the senior in on the stop for Nemaha Central. Running clock continues to move. Under 2:40 here in the third quarter. 49-0 our score. Thunder in control. Still a good crowd here tonight. Push the pace. Two receivers right. Two in the backfield. McKenzie to Murata. Gets to the line of scrimmage at the 35 and maybe a yard to the 36. That's about it. We'll give him a yard to the 36, and that'll bring up a fourth down play. So fourth down and 5 coming up at the 36-yard line. They need the 41 to move the chains and keep the drive alive. Now under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. McKenzie taking his time, getting the call from his head coach David Boucher on the sideline, far sideline. Fourth and 5. The 36-yard line. They need the 41 to keep it moving. McKenzie, pistol set, 3 behind him. Movement up front, and a flag is drawn. That was Jeremiah Dalrymple jumping off sides for Nemaha Central. Believe that's what the call is. And it is, and that's going to result in a first down. So on 4th and 5, offsides penalty. Well, is it still going to be 4th down? It might still be 4th down. Let's see. So the 5 yards wasn't enough for a 1st down. It's 4th and inches. There's the 1st down straight up the gut. Hard run from Jamison Shane out to the 45. He gains 5 and moved the chains. Correction, that was Levi Parrott with the strong run for 5 yards. Now has 4 for 16 in the game. Might be the last play of the 3rd quarter. Again, it's been a running clock. It will be the rest of the way. 1st down and 10 for Royal Valley at their own 45 on the move. 20 seconds to go, 3rd quarter. They trail 49-0. Another simple handoff right up the middle. Again, Parrott's on the give there. Another 5 yards for him. 2nd down and 5, right about midfield, just shy of it. We'll flip sides when we come back. That's going to be the end of the 3rd quarter. Our score, Nemaha Central 49, Royal Valley nothing. Running clock in effect the rest of the way. We're back to continue on. Keep rolling right here on KMZA.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what course is transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org. to learn more.
92.1 FM KMZA.
92.1 KMZA, our game of the week in week two, brought to you by Peru State College, peru.edu, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. I'm Brandon Tamman, Kirk Hillman back in studio. 4th quarter just getting started. It's a running clock. Nemaha Central 49-0 is their lead. We flip sides of the field. Royal Valley going to close things out, moving the ball from left to right. They have it at their own 49-yard line and 2nd down and 6. McKenzie in the pistol. It's going to be an option right, late pitch. It's going to be Jamison Shane, and he gets maybe back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Horde of Thunder defenders making the stop on the play. Shane comes up a little hobbled, favoring that right arm, and he's calling for a sub. No gain on the play, and tough to seize, or it might be the favor of the left arm, but it's going to bring a sub into the game as Jamison Shane has to go out after the carry for no gain. So it's going to bring up 3rd down and 6, just shy of midfield at the 49-yard line near side hash. 49-0, Nemaha Central in coast mode the rest of the way. Going to get their first win of the year. Big one to get a Big 7 victory. Oh, Parrott barrels over a couple defenders at the 1st down marker at the 44-yard line. It's a gain of 7, but a flag is thrown. See what the call is. Parrott put his head down and trucked over a defender. Was Dylan Lortcher who tried to make the stop. So it is a holding penalty against Nemaha Central, just their 4th penalty tonight. They've been good in that aspect. Running clock continues to move, under 10.5 minutes to go in the game. Getting some score updates around the area here tonight. 4th quarter, Holton a 17-14 lead over Chapman. At, on the Holton channel, another good one that Holton is in here in week 2 against the Fighting Irish. Justin Fluke on the call there. This one has not been close, though. 49-0, Nemaha Central. Running clock here in the fourth quarter, under 10 minutes to go. After the penalty, now third down and 12. Back at the 44 of Royal Valley. That's going to be Levi Parrott again. He'll get up close to midfield to the 49, so a gain of 5. Some of the younger guys in the game defensively for Nemaha Central. So that brings up fourth down and 6, just shy of midfield. They need the 45 of Nemaha Central. They stand at the 49 in their own territory. .9-11 to go in the game, 49-0 Nemaha Central. Fourth down and 6 at the 49. Two receivers right, two left. Play fake. Here's a run to the right side. It's going to be a first down all the way out to the 40. Aiden McKenzie, the first down run. With a gain of 11 yards and a first down. Nicely done by McKenzie. His biggest run of the evening. Now 5 carries for 11 yards. He had 4 carries for 2 yards up until that point. So first and 10 for Royal Valley, trying to get on the scoreboard here late. 8:30 to go. Clock on the move. 49-0 Nemaha Central. First and 10 at the Royal Valley 40. Handoff up the middle and a loss of 2 on the play. Good stick up the middle.
Hiawatha up 21-7 in the fourth.
Jeremiah Dalrymple with the stop. It's a loss of 2. Back to the 41. Bring up second down and 12. Don't forget, we'll have our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show following, and we'll also name our Farmers State Bank Player of the Game. Plenty of options to choose from. Nemaha Central pretty scattered all over the place. Here's a handoff up the middle. It's paired again to the 36-yard line, so gain of 5. Bring up third down and 6. Parrott's last 4 carries, gone for 5 yards each. Levi Parrott, the 6'1", a senior, good size, 217. Third down and 6, just shy of the Royal Valley 35-yard line, or Nemaha Central 35, I should say. McKenzie rolling to his right, fires it that way, it's incomplete. Just the third pass attempt by McKenzie tonight. He's missed on all 3. Now it'll bring up fourth down and 6. The Nemaha Central 36-yard line. Under 6:50 to go. Clock on the move here with the running clock. Multiple fourth downs. Hiawatha now a 21-7 lead over Perry LeCompton with 4:20 to go in that ball game. That'd be a big win for Hiawatha. Looking around the Big 7 standings here early on. So we've seen some interesting scores here in week 2. McKenzie on the keeper on fourth down. He runs right into a brick wall, and he is stuffed up. Abram Kime, the freshman, in there on the stop, and that's a turnover on downs. So, Nemaha Central will take over after the turnover on downs with under 6 minutes to go in the running clock in effect. 49-0. That was the halftime lead. They led 21-0 at the end of the first quarter. And they scored 8 seconds in to the second quarter, making it 28-0. Go on to add a few more touchdowns, 49-0 at the break, and it's been a running clock ever since. Looks like it'll be Gavin Kane back up at quarterback, maybe to wrap this one up. Again, just 5.5 minutes to go with that running clock. Kane in the shotgun formation, little pistol set, I should say. Man to his right. Kane's going to keep it himself, gets back to the line of scrimmage, stiff arm to the 40, 42, up to the 45, dragging defenders. There's a flag that's thrown in late, could be a face mask. He gets all the way out to near the 45. They get him at the 44 for a gain of 8. And we'll see what the flag is. It is a face mask. So tack on the penalty yards after a gain of 8 by Gavin Kane, his second carry tonight. It'll be a first down. After the penalty, up to the 48-yard line of Nemaha Central, first and 10. Fifth penalty on Royal Valley tonight. 4:20 to go. Clock on the move. Running clock in effect. Here's a give up the middle. We got a couple new players in the game. Jonah Dieters, the sophomore in at quarterback. That was Jaden Thomas with the carry. And we got an injured Panther on the field. Thomas had picked up about 3 yards on that carry, which makes it second down and 7. And we got an injured Royal Valley player at midfield. It stops the clock at 3:57. Can't tell who the player is that's injured for Royal Valley. Things you try to avoid in routes like this with the running clock in effect, you try to get some of these younger cats in the game. Just get that playing time, get that experience. The last thing you want to see is a player get hurt late in a game like this. Our post-game show will follow, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. So the player is up and walking towards the sideline. It appears it is Cody Wasinger, 6'2 sophomore defensive lineman, favoring the right ankle, it appears. Well, walking off under his own power, so that's definitely a good sign. Probably won't see him the rest of the night. So after Thomas picked up 3, second down and 7, the Royal Valley 49-yard line. And Jonah Dieters, the sophomore, in at quarterback. He'll take the snap, keep it himself. He'll fight for a few yards, close to the 45. They'll get him down to the 46-yard line for a gain of 3. Oscar Ayala gets the stop after a 3-yard gain from Dieters, the third quarterback we've seen tonight. The sophomore. So third down and 3, just shy of the Royal Valley 45-yard line in between the hash marks, going from right to left. And it's Dieters in at quarterback. Jaden Thomas, the running back, motions to his right. It's going to be an end around here in the backfield, and it's going to be a loss on the play. Carter Rodinghouse. Rodinghouse, a sophomore, picks up, well, I shouldn't say picks up, he's going to lose yardage on the play. Looks like we get another stoppage in play. Looks like someone has called a timeout. It's going to be fourth down. Royal Valley is going to take a timeout. We'll take one as well. 2:50 to go in the game. 49-0 Nemaha Central. We'll wrap this one up when we come back.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Wrapping up our game of the week, week 2. High school football season, all thunder. Nemaha Central 49-0, their lead here late over Royal Valley. The Panthers are going to drop to 1-1. Nemaha Central gets their first win. They'll be 1-1 as well. Royal Valley, they will play next Saturday, the 18th, at Christ Prep Academy. That is slated to be a 3 o'clock kick. Nemaha Central next week, they are on the road at Sabetha. Again, the running clock's been in effect. After the timeout, Nemaha Central has 4th down and 6 from the Royal Valley 48-yard line. Peters to throw, here to the near side, incomplete, looking for his intended target, Carter Rottinghouse. And it'll be a turnover on down, so Royal Valley will get it back. Final 2.5 minutes of this game will tick off. We do got some really good games around the area tonight. We had Hiawatha, a 2-touchdown lead over Perry LeCompton last check. That was 21-7. Holton and Chapman were in a 3-point game. ACCHS was off to a good start against Pleasant Ridge tonight. Maybe just a few more plays here, and this one will be done. So we're down to 2:05 here in the running clock. Royal Valley getting some late substitutions. Kirk Kilman back in studio. Of course, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show will follow all the postgame, get you caught up on all the Week 2 action here tonight across the airwaves. Little pass in the flat. That's caught into Nemaha Central territory at the 40-yard line. McKenzie down all the way to the 35. Jamison Shane on the receiving end there. Good for 18 yards. That's the first completion of the night for McKenzie. Here's Parrott up the gut, 35-25, and down near the 23. That's a first-yard run to the 24. Shane picks up 11. Stopping by number 3, Lucas Oakhouse, and number 76, Shane Hilder. 65 seconds and counting. Can Royal Valley get on the board? Oh, McKenzie, it goes through his legs. He has to pick it up and scramble. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Barrels his way to the 20, and inside the 20 to the 18-yard line, so McKenzie ends up getting 6 yards after nearly letting that one get away. Then we get a whistle, and the Panthers are going to take a timeout with 44 seconds left in the game. You're listening to 92.1 FM, KMZA, Seneca. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman with you. 49-0, Nemaha Central. Trying to wrap this one up. Mentioned once again for Royal Valley, they'll play next Saturday, the 18th, at Christ Prep Academy. That is a 3 o'clock kickoff time. This is the first of 3 straight on the road for Royal Valley. So they'll play at Christ Prep next Saturday, and then a quick turnaround the 24th. That's on a Friday. They'll be at Jefferson West. So a tough stretch. They actually play 5 of their next 6 on the road. Sandwiched in there a home game against Holton. A little more balanced for Nemaha Central. They'll go to Sabetha next week and then have back-to-back home games against ACCHS and St. Mary's. So out of the timeout, 44 seconds to go. McKenzie in the gun, low snap, looking left. He's just going to keep it himself, gets to the 15, wrapped down near the 10. They'll mark him down at the 11 for a gain of 7. Might have one more play left in this game, and right when I say that, Royal Valley's going to take another timeout. So that's their final timeout. They burn it with 30 seconds to go. We'll sneak a quick 30 in there as well. Almost done. 49-0, Nemaha Central back in 30 seconds on KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
49-0, Nemaha Central. Final 30 seconds here in this one. Royal Valley burning their final timeout. They're just trying to get some points on the board. They have it first down and 10 at the Nemaha Central 11-yard line. Just trying to get some momentum before their game next week. Low snap. McKenzie spins down inside the 5. He gets to the 4 for a gain of 7. Running clock, 15 seconds left. Royal Valley trying to get in the end zone. Murata is stuffed and ripped back for a big loss. And that's going to end it as the final few seconds tick off the clock. That's a loss of 4, and that will do it. 49-0, the final score. The running clock in effect, it runs out here tonight. As the Thunder improve to 1-1 on the season. Now 1-1 in Big 7 play. Royal Valley, their first loss, they drop to 1-1. And also 1-1 in Big 7 play. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Our postgame is up next, and it's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wright can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing date is September 30th. Call them today to find the right fit for protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget, the wheat sales closing date is September 30th.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilson Art, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Final 49-0, Nemaha Central at home. Their first victory of the season over Royal Valley. Our postgame show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman as we're wrapping this one up here tonight. Again, 49-0, Nemaha Central. Well, everything was bad out the gate for Royal Valley. Everything was perfect for Nemaha Central from the start. Thunder got it first, went 60 yards in just over 4 minutes. It was a Sam McWilliams touchdown run from 14 yards out. Extra point good, 7-0 early. 3-and-out, botched punt for Royal Valley, set up Nemaha Central at the 11-yard line. 5 seconds, one play later, Zach Kramer, 11-yard touchdown run at that point. About halfway through the first quarter, 14-0, that score. Another 3-and-out and a punt for Royal Valley. A couple minutes off the clock, short field, Kramer to Leonard, a 20-yard touchdown pass, 21-0 at the end of the first quarter, and they would roll from there. It was 49-0 at the half. And that's where we ended up the score because the running clock in effect the rest of the way. Let's go through some of these game stats. We'll go through some numbers for Nemaha Central. Leading rusher, Sam McWilliams, 11 carries, 79 yards, and a couple of touchdowns here tonight. He had a 20-yard touchdown run and a 14-yard touchdown run. Zach Kramer, 5 for 5 passing, 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also had 3 carries for 35 yards. And another score. Leading receiver was Braden Uphouse, the junior. He had 3 catches for 66 yards and a touchdown. Overall, 289 total yards of offense for Nemaha Central, 164 for Royal Valley. Damage done on the ground for Nemaha Central. 21 carries as a team, 175, 8.3 yards per carry. 42 for 146 for Royal Valley, good for 3.5 yards per tote. Well, plenty of options for our Farmers State Bank Player of the Game. Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. We'll take another time out. We'll wrap it up with our Player of the Game right after this.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Stay on top of your finances with mobile alerts. You can now get notifications from the United Bank and Trust banking app. Customize your alerts in our updated mobile app to enjoy peace of mind wherever you go. You can monitor account balances and activity, get deposit and withdrawal notifications, control security alerts, and much more. Get started today with United Bank and Trust mobile banking app. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Time to wrap this one up, the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. 49-0, Nemaha Central takes it over Royal Valley. Both teams are now 1-1 after tonight's ball game. Now the player to bank on. Player of the game brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. We're going to go with Nemaha Central's Zach Kramer tonight. Limited time with the big lead. Didn't have to play as much, but he was so efficient. 5 for 5 passing, 100 yards, couple of touchdowns. He also had 3 carries for 35 yards and another rushing touchdown as well. So Zach Kramer, Nemaha Central quarterback, our player to bank on. Brought to you by Farmers State Bank. Once again, in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Don't forget all the highlights, stats, and recaps coming up momentarily. The local community National Bank High School scoreboard show is on the horizon, recapping all the Week 2 coverage from around the area. So keep us locked in for that. Another great night of high school football as we are off and running. Now Week 2 about to be complete. For Kirk Kilman back in studio, he'll be leading the charge for the scoreboard show momentarily. I'm Brandon Tabman. One final time, final score, Nemaha Central 49-0, a big victory over Royal Valley. High school scoreboard show on the way. Thanks for listening to High School Football on 92.1 KMZA.